I was just saying how good things were. things are good.
That's Big Sis?
Big Sis, laying it down.
What's better than your Big Sis hitting you up?
Nothing.
I wish I had a Big Sis. I just got these big brothers, dude.
Mm-hmm. Brothers suck.
Big sisters would be...
Although having brutal. Older brothers are nice. Especially your brother like Tom, who's a bit of an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, how nice am I at sliding into ads now?
Dude, you might be
I'm a
the
seasoned
best.
Pro. I'm You're Billy Don Mays. Draper. I'm Billy Mays, dude.
True, you are.
I'm going to die.
Billy Mays, what did he die from?
Probably. Killed himself.
He killed himself?
Nah, I don't know.
He sawed a boat in half, dude, and he sunk.
Didn't he have some shit, though, going on? Like, he had some dark shit going on with him,
I think, Billy Mays. We're here live with the Beezer.
Oh, we're going? Yeah,
the Big Beezy.
Oh, all right.
Take it east. The Big Bees, dude.
The Big Bees.
Good to see you guys,
man. We're in the Bees Nest.
From You Fucked It podcast. Give it a listen. It's very funny. Brian Hell Six, yeah. a.k.a. The Bees, man.
What's up?
And Ryan Shaner, a.k.a. just pretty much that. Yeah. He doesn't have a nickname, does he?
He doesn't have a cool nickname.
No. Nightmare. He's got a last name. Nightmare?
Shane. We have, yeah.
I think he's the Nightmare.
He's the That's Nightmare,
That's
a good
one. Nightmare. Not even the Nightmare, just Nightmare, Nightmare dude.
Shaner, a.k.a. Nightmare.
Nightmare and the Bees, dude.
Nightmare and Bees.
Nightmare, dude. He's spooky, dude.
I know.
He'll take you on a spooky journey
he
in comedy.
Will.
Every job for a comedian is taking you on spooky journeys. And the Nightmare will take you there, and then he'll show you spooky paintings.
Nightmare might be the nickname.
I haven't
dude.
Put down the Spalding since I heard about the fucking challenge, dude. That's the first time. Dude.
We're playing LOS, bro.
Oh, it got brought up last night. I was I did Legion of Skanks last night, and they brought up, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, explain this to me. So,
let me use you go to. So, okay, you got the timer going. Nice.
You're like, wait. We got to be exactly to the second on this. Nice.
Dude.
Adam 22. What
How
up,
you doing,
bro?
Man?
What's up, guys?
Thanks for doing this, dude. For real.
No,
I've always known of your show for a long time, but recently I've started to really like. It just started coming out of my algorithm more, so I've been really watching. And you are definitely a fascinating dude.
Thank you, because you guys are my like go-to need to get in a funny conversational mood podcast.
Nice.
Because I don't really feel like listening to Sam Harris necessarily puts me in the right mental space to talk about gangbanging and shit. But you guys kind of get me there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just lighthearted. Like, the only goal is to just, you know, have a good time, be funny.
Intense sexual energy on this podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
I have noticed that, yeah.
Especially about jacking off.
I'm going to just go with whatever you guys say. So, yeah, for sure. You guys want to fuck each other.
This might be the most sexual podcast I can think of, actually.
It's up there.
But no, dude, you are the man. You are actually a phenomenal interviewer, too.
Appreciate that. I heard you saying that. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But
no, I think you're ripping nitrous. The Skrill interview really dialed me in. I'm like, dude, this is fucked up. This is a part, this is like a subculture that people do not, like, they need to know about this more.
Well, I was at a party like a week or two before that, and like, they had a whole nitrous setup going, you know? I don't know if they do that at like, comic parties, but at rapper parties and such, it's kind of.
Is that a new thing for rappers with the nitrous, or like when did that come
I do
about?
Think it's new for rappers, but like if you've been to England or if you've gone.
What's up,
wow,
bro?
Wow, it's good to be back in the stude.
Yeah, man. The official stude.
And with our guest today, Lemaire Lee. You may know Lemaire as the guy who got fired from arguably the simplest jobs of all time.
Yeah. I didn't ask Josh Adam Myers to move.
Oh, that's all it was.
That's all it was. Well, it was enough.
That was one of the all-time greatest episodes, too.
it was a great episode.
The fact that we lost that vid, man.
Yeah. No,
like when they used to burn those libraries and you just never know. It's like thousands of books, all the knowledge lost.
All of Josh Adam Myers' stories.
That was one of the, that was so fucking funny. But Lemaire, then you came the next week and then fixed our blunders. We fired Lemaire and had him on. He like fixed our shit. We're like, I feel kind of bad. Fuck.
So Matt, what's going on with you?
I'm scared of the Omicron, bro.
The Omicron.
I'm gonna crumb, dude. I caught the Omicron.
Dude.
I caught the Omicron
Everyone's
last night.
Catching
I was having
Omicron.
Sex. I was like, oh fuck, Omicron.
Yes. That Chi-Town pussy.
Yeah. That Chi-Town pussy, bro. I was like, Omicron.
Man, what type of pussy are you getting? Where's it from?
No pussy these
what?
Days.
What?
Oh, you single?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
It's okay, dude. It's okay.
Did she break your heart?
Did she die from Omicron?
You broke her heart.
I just had to stop things. Yes, I had to end it. I had to end it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it have... never mind.
Yes. 100%. Yes. It does have everything to do with a 6-minute video.
You're a heartbreaker.
You know, dude, I'm a fuckboy now.
You're man. Fucking
I'm
business, bro. Nah, he's busy.
Wow, wow.
Come on.
Wes.
There it is. I need a slap.
Are we on?
Imagine you're slapping a thick rump, dude.
What the fuck?
How would you slap if it was a thick rump?
Yeah, let me see if it was a fat ass and you were behind it.
Let me see.
Wow, wow.
Oh, oh whoa. So you're going to line your hand up on it and make sure you don't.
You're going to get the, so you don't actually get inside a cheek, actually.
True.
That's a very sensitive area to smack a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Inside. Sometimes the cheek. They go, what the fuck are you doing?
You mean they're like in their butthole?
You accidentally connect with the crack a little.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's.
Because I'm fucking.
I don't even know. I don't hold at all.
I just
when I'm dogging, I go.
Dude. I just karate chopped them right on the butthole. Just fucking. Dude, if you gave a girl a karate chop on the butthole, not as hard as you could, obviously, because you'd split her in half.
Yes.
But if you did like a, quick fucking to the butthole, they'd probably do something.
I mean, yeah, if you can split them,
they'd probably
you can
do
split brick. I could split a brick. I have no doubt I could split.
Girl's butthole would be nothing.
Girl's butthole would just.
Yeah, dude, give me three.
You'd
two
stack buttholes. Three of them on top of each other,
and they'd all just come at the. Oh. It's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. Ma'am.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. She came in the room and she was looking for her laptop and it was in the bed and I was like, what do you want? And she goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. And I go, what do you want? She goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. It's a fun little trick. You can get
a very good
if you
trick.
See somebody looking for something, hit them with, what do you want?
When do you want it?
And then they go.
What a great way to start a podcast.
Wow. God, just coming in laughing, having fun. Guys having fun.
You guys should have seen this stuff before.
It was so good. Ari.
Yeah, bro.
Say hello.
What's up, guys? My name is Ari Shaffir. I'm one of those.
I like that.
Joe.
I like
James.
That.
Hello, I'm James McCann. I'm not. I'm just hanging out. I'm from Australia. I'm happy to be here.
He's from Australia.
Where are you from, James?
I'm from Adelaide.
Nice. Nobody goes there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, Tony
giant
Hinchcliffe
bats. Giant
once.
Bats, right?
We got giant bats. Tony Hinchcliffe came and said we had the worst comedy scene he had ever seen. Mm. We have that on a little black.
The Australian comedy scene's crazy, dude. It lives and dies around... who's the guy? Who's the main guy?
Powers was.
No, Jim Jeffries.
Oh, Jim Jeffries.
Damien. Damien Powers was
Australia,
number one.
He's exceptional.
Every Australian comedian goes, I've supported Jim Jeffries. Eh? Every Australian, it's the whole ecosystem.
The
he's
ecosystem
the son.
Jim Jeffries.
Jim Jeffries is the son of Australia.
No, they
comedy.
Hated Jim Jeffries until he got big outside Australia.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, fuck you. You think you're better than us? And then he hit big in America. Like, you're pretty cool.
Yeah. America supports big dogs. I feel like every other country tries to tear down any big dog. You think you're the big guy, huh? You think you're the big fella?
Truth.
Think you're the big fella, eh? And then he gets big and supports the whole comedy scene. They go, eh, I've supported Jim Jeffries.
I've always loved Jim Jeffries.
I bought him a VB once.
How do you feel about that?
I've never bought Jim Jeffries a VB. I might open for him in Pittsburgh, maybe. I don't know.
You might.
I'm told
you
I might
need
be allowed
to support
to.
Him in Pittsburgh.
I would like to support him in Pittsburgh.
Do you think you could kick his ass?
Could I kick Jim Jeffries' ass?
I don't know. I don't know.
Could
what
you?
He's...
No, he's big and he's sober and he's wiry and he's got a new baby and he's full of anxiety.
You gotta steal his baby, make him even fight.
Yeah, he'd bite you.
Yeah, steals.
Who did you? That would be sick though to go back to like your longest relationship and just backstab them.
Yeah,
but you gotta figure out how you could possibly backstab them. Like, I don't know how I could. Like, I'm trying to think out of all my brothers who I could backstab.
You could take one of your brothers' like wives.
True.
That would be a good backstab. And you would abandon your family as well.
Oh, a double backstab.
Yes, you'd be the ultimate.
That's a triple cross.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, abandoning.
And then get her back. Then be like, dump your boyfriend's wife or your friend's wife.
Yeah.
And then win your wife back.
And then kill myself.
And then kill yourself. So you've ruined everything for everybody.
That's such a crazy life, dude.
It's sick that dudes do that. Sick, dudes actually like destroy everybody around them.
Yeah.
We're here live with our guest today, Frank.
Here I am.
What's up, bro?
Old Frankie.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me back.
Frank from the neighborhood.
I don't think anybody gets. I don't think we get more hyped for a guest than when Frank's
bro.
Around.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, ask Shane for my honest reaction.
He walked in. I said, "Dude, I got Francis." He goes, "Oh yes."
Oh, that's so nice, dude.
Dude, you were fantastic last time.
You're so fun to be around.
Oh, I have a blast with you guys.
You can carry a cast. That's something I pay. I'm like,
yeah,
man, can carry a motherfucking cast.
It's nice to have someone.
On the last one, you were.
I was really excited to hang out with you guys that time.
We're pumped.
No, not this time.
Well, I'm worried I burned all my best stories. I got plenty of stories. All
right, so here's topic number one.
True,
and I need to give you the full lead on this. You're going to be pumped. So as you know, I got a personal trainer. Did you know that?
Billy mentioned it. Yes. All right.
So today I had my first sesh.
What was it like?
Bro, if you saw how out of shape I am.
Lemaire, Sean, it's red versus black. What's up? Hey, like
this. Hey, what's going on? Wait, come on. Yeah, come this on. This is on purpose.
It's a podcast. This is a podcast.
Red versus black versus white. It's all of it. We're at it now.
I wasn't going there. I'm just going.
I dove right in.
I'm just going red versus white.
I've been in Texas a little bit too long. It's kicking
true.
It.
True.
Yeah. The division.
I mean, what is our skin besides a jersey anyway?
Dude? God exactly. Damn, dude. I always thought
like that's how I think people should be about race is like your race should be like your favorite team, but so you root for them, but you're still a good sport. Like you don't that's want fair. Anybody to get hurt. You don't. You
true.
Say, yeah, yeah.
Nobody likes to sort of lose.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of racial tension, I watched the Vivek Ramaswamy on Charlemagne Part 2.
Yeah, that guy sucks though.
Who, Vivek?
Yeah, I hate him.
I don't know, dude. A lot of the negative feedback is about the god himself. A lot of blasphemers.
Charlemagne? Well, yeah. Vivek's like a...
Vivek the snake.
He's phony.
Why? Sucks. Why do you say that?
Because he wasn't this guy 3 years ago.
What was he like 3 years
he
ago?
He was like a tech bro. Like, I'm going to... He was doing the thing being Trump did.
He's medical. Like, he was medical.
No, he's a tech bro. He made his money in, like, tech.
Medical, dude. You don't even know who the guy is.
Dude, you just made money in tech.
You're dealing with a media straw man. I hate to break it to you. I don't know. Look...